it. Let's sing it one more time with all our hearts now.
I've been redeemed.
Glory to God.
By love divine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Oh, is he yours tonight?
Christ is mine. Yes, all to him
I now reside.
Oh, yes,
for I have been. Oh, I gotta sing it one more time.
I've been redeemed.
Glory to God.
By love divine.
Oh, glory, glory.
Well, Christ is my
highest, all to him. Isn't everything tonight?
I now reside.
Sure appreciated that worship tonight. That was wonderful. Let's get into the Word. If you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Actually, the Russell family, I think the last time you heard me preach, I was on this. So we're getting to part 2 now. So praise God. It's all right. Romans chapter 8. If you're there, say amen for me, please.
Amen.
All right, praise God. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Yes. Present tense, right now.
Yes,
for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Did I read that right?
Amen.
Oh my, looks like something happened here. Righteousness might be fulfilled in us.
Yes. Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Because a carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Lord.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh.
Amen.
I said you. You yes. are not in the flesh. Sorry, I lost my spot. But in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he has none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies
Amen.
By his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. Isn't it funny that he had to say that twice?
Right.
Look, don't live after the flesh. It will kill you.
Amen.
Amen. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes,
tonight, we're going to continue the Romans 8 message. Part 2, the fruits of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, Lord, but it's just words on a page. We just pray that the Holy Ghost would come, anoint this word into our hearts, Lord. May you take over my lips as I speak, take over the hearts of the people as they hear. May you have the preeminence and the glory tonight. We commit it to you now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Before I get too far in this, I do want to say it's good to have Brother Warren and Sister Susan, because I always want to say Suzanne, because I've been with her for a while, and I trained myself out of Susan to start saying Suzanne all the time. Now I gotta go back again. Sister Susan with us tonight, and of course Russell family, and all you always timers, I appreciate you being here too. Don't worry, Cole and everybody, Brother Ken. Don't want to leave you out. Just Lord willing to, next Wednesday for the Wednesday crew that likes to come, where I'm planning on having Brother Alexander again. And I hope you come expecting that night as well. So praise be to God. If we stay in our scripture reading tonight, I want to preface with what we talked about last time, the Romans 8 message. And you really don't really understand Romans 8 until you read Romans 7 first. And now Paul, in Romans 7, struggled within himself. He said, the things that I want to do, I can't find myself doing. The things I know that in the inner man, I want to do, I want to serve God, there's something fighting me. And he's not out here. He's not brother so-and-so. He's not this church over here that gets under my skin. He didn't worry about any of that stuff. That didn't bother Paul. He said, it's this old man in the mirror. It's this old man I got to deal with every day, day in and day out. So he said there was two laws he found within himself, the law of the flesh and the law of the mind, the law of the spirit. And these were two laws that he saw fighting, again, not with anyone else, within himself. Your worst enemy is yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Paul, and as he says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warning against the law of my mind. So he said, I'm struggling. At times. I know I'm going through something every day of my life. For some reason, sorry, praise God, look at that. I'm preaching, I guess. I don't need these things. I don't need these notes anyways. Why do I need glasses? I don't got to read this. And Paul, as he explains this. Go ahead, brother. Cole, I'll listen. That's all right.
In number 12, it says that we're debtors. I thought that our debt was already paid, though.
I'll get to that, brother. See, he's going to make me preach my sermon before I preach it, you see? And I don't want to be doing... Don't let me forget, all right? Because we're going to get to that. Amen? I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate people that... I want to understand things when I walk out of here. How many times have we gotten in the message church? You walked in church, you listen to the sermon, and go, what's that all about? Sounded pretty good. Everybody got kind of excited, but I walked out of there going... Well, what am I going to do different tomorrow?
I'll go back and go grind again, I guess.
No, that ain't what the Word of God was sent to do. The Word of God said to change us from this glory to the next glory. Yes. And when we get that figured out, it's time to go to the next glory. Because we're going to keep growing until it's going home time.
Amen.
I won't forget that, Cole, promise. As long as you remind me. But Paul, as we get through the two laws of the flesh, the two laws within him. He said, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Uh-huh. Now that sounds pretty doom and gloomy, but he said, No, wait. I left out a part of this. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in walk after the Spirit, who don't walk after the flesh. So he said, I understand this battle I go through. I understand these two laws working within my members. But right now, there's no condemnation.
That's right.
Amen.
Because there's been an atonement made for my soul.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I didn't have to save myself.
Nope.
God came down in His Son, went to the cross in my place, and paid the price needed. Amen. Paid off my debt, brother.
Right.
Amen. He's exactly right, too. Christ did pay all of our debts off.
Yes.
There's therefore now no condemnation. But look, Paul is already establishing. Look, I'm directing this to a certain group now. I'm directing to a group. This message I'm about to bring you is directed to a group who's in already. Say, look, you're in the body of Christ, but I've got some more to tell you. There's more to the Christian walk than just getting converted.
Right.
Okay, that's step one. Now, if you ain't converted, don't waste no time trying to figure out any deep stuff. Don't waste no time. I'm reading your Bible and studying for hours upon hours upon hours. You're never going to figure it out. You've got to have the Spirit.
Amen.
You've got to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And everything after this deals with the Spirit of God being in the believer and what that means to the believer.
Amen.
Amen. Because once you have it, you've got to know what you have and know how to use it.
Right.
Amen.
So many times we don't get trained in these things. We go, how do I speak in tongues? It seems like this thing way out here somewhere. It's so right around you. Once you do it a few times, you go, this is easy. I can speak in tongues anytime I want to.
Sure.
Ain't always edifying, but I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like gift of preaching. These guys let you know I can preach anytime. They're my students. They see me. I'll preach right there. It don't matter. It's not always edifying. We'll get to that as well when I get going here. Well, that's if I get going. We're only on the same scripture I started with. But I like to show the comparison here. And if you watch, almost every scripture, Paul will say something about the flesh and then compare it to the spiritual.
Amen.
And he's telling the believer, die to this, yield to this.
Amen.
Yeah, I know that's there. Ignore that man. Don't listen to him. Crucify him.
Amen.
Let him die and let him stay dead.
Yep.
Some people got more faith that their old man can resurrect than the new man can.
Yeah.
And why? Because we're so used, we're so trained as when we come into this world that we're sinners. We're so trained that way. If I start saying, man, how many of you need to pray more? Hands go flying.
Oh, yes.
I may go, man, I wish I'd read my Bible more. I wish I witnessed more. I wish I'd quit living in the flesh all the time. Yep, our hands get up because we're so used to identifying with that. Paul say, don't do that.
Amen.
Sometimes, like Brother Bram said, you get so humble, the devil just push you around. It gets you in condemnation so bad, you won't do nothing for God.
That's right.
You won't even pray to Him because you don't feel worthy to come to His presence. Guess what? None of us worthy to come into His presence.
Amen.
That's why He made the way. That's why He stretched out His hand of love and brought us back.
Amen.
But Paul, he's dealing with this issue of the two laws within the believer, and now he's explaining, look what happens when you yield to this. These are the results you're going to get. When you yield to the flesh, you're going to see these things. And I'm going to read this through again one more time, starting at verse 2. So follow along with me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So right then, he's not saying, I'm not bound to the law of sin and death now. It might affect me, but that's only because I let it. It didn't have to. I could have conquered it any time if I'd have yielded to the Spirit. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. So right there, he's saying the law was weak through the flesh. That's why none of us could do it, because we always yielded to the flesh, just like our father Adam did. We would have done the same thing in the garden he did. We couldn't fulfill the law that way. But God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. It didn't say He came in sinful flesh. It said the likeness of sinful flesh. Because His flesh was completely sinless, but He took upon Himself our condition. So He could yield to know what we go through. So He could be an intercessor. So He could say, there ain't no excuses, I did it. Amen. God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now, how do you fulfill the law? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you yield to the Spirit of God, you will always do the things that please God. The Spirit won't lead you to do something contrary to the Word. That's the best way to know what influence is coming into my mind. If the influence comes to my mind wants me to do something contrary to the Word, I need to dismiss that. That's the devil talking to me.
Amen.
Sure. This is where I want to get to. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But, oh, I love that word. I love that word in Scripture. Oh, yeah, that's fine. But, let's talk about this now. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. So there's your benefit of listening to your carnal mind, trying to figure everything out, trying to stay one step ahead of God, or one step behind if you don't want to do what He tells you.
Right.
That's the carnal mind. Your result will be death. But to be spiritually minded is not just life either. It's peace.
Yeah.
You better believe it. You start walking in the Spirit, oh my, it don't matter what comes. Be Jonah in the middle of a whale's belly. It's all right. God let this happen for a reason.
Amen.
And you can go through hell and back on earth. If you got the Spirit and you're living by the Spirit and you're walking by the Spirit, you're spiritually minded, you'll have life and peace throughout any of it.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 7, I love this. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. How many times do we waste trying to convert our carnal mind to stop being carnal?
Amen. That's right.
That ain't what Paul said, do. Don't we think, okay, one of these days I'm going to wake up and then my mind is only going to have pure thoughts. That's what we think is going to happen. That's what we think happened to Paul when it was all said and done. Uh-uh. They still come. The point is, don't listen to it.
Yes.
It's not a sin that a bad thought goes through your mind. Otherwise, Christ would have sinned when He was tempted.
Right.
He heard the devil talk to Him. What do you do? Dismiss that. I didn't listen to that Satan. Get thee behind me.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay to say that too when he shows up.
Amen.
Don't worry about anybody else.
Amen.
All right, it's between you and God.
Amen.
Sometimes we do that. We know the devil's talking to us and we see, you know, guys on the job are looking at us and we, you know, you really just want to go, name of Jesus, say, come out of me.
Amen.
Just like that too, because you're so mad. I'm tired of dealing with that thought.
Amen.
Boo, now get out of here. I got authority around this place.
Amen.
because it's not our authority. He gave us his authority.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to use it.
Amen.
The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to law and God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Amen. See what I'm saying? He's telling you the condition. We say, not you now. You've got the Spirit of Christ. Overcome the flesh. Amen. You're not in the flesh. Amen. That's not you. That's sinning. Amen. That's your flesh.
Amen.
That man is done away with in Christ.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Don't let him come back.
Amen.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. So this is on condition. This is the Holy Ghost filled people. Because, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you haven't received the Spirit, God is not obligated to move in your life. He is not obligated to fulfill your needs.
That's right.
Because you need the Spirit. All right? And but let me say it like this. God ain't trying to withhold the Spirit from nobody. Remember he said, you being evil know how to give good gifts. So how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?
Amen.
Why don't people get the Holy Ghost? They don't want it.
Uh-huh.
They like sin too much.
That's right.
They go, man, I know if I get the Holy Ghost, I ain't going to be able to do this no more.
Yeah.
And I love this thing too much. I can't handle it. My brother was the same way. How many of you guys know Brother Steven?
Yeah.
I remember one time I went to the Y with him, the third time I think he tried to join the military. He's a little too big, I think, to do that. So he went to the Y with me. And I'd always try to get on him a little bit, you know. I was serving the Lord maybe a year or so. Sometimes when we're youthful, we kind of get on it a little too much at times. But I would get on him. You know, you really should go to church, man. You know better than this. You shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other. And he's like, I know. He's like, but if I serve God, I won't want to play video games no more. I'm like, who cares? But see what happens with Satan? That's the carnal mind comes in.
Amen.
He goes, you just love that thing too much. There ain't no way you could serve God.
That's right.
Why? Because the devil ain't got no power now. He ain't got none. That was stripped at Calvary.
That's right.
Christ took all Satan's power and eradicated it. It's gone.
Right.
But if he can bluff you.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, was that Sunday? He's the big blow up man.
Yeah.
You know them old toys, you punch him and you hit him down all the time. Yeah, he blows up and he's real big. And if he can make you think he's really got something, yeah, you're done for. But if you just walk up one time by faith and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I ain't listening, he'll fall down. He'll fall down, all right?
Yep.
And you can boot-devil him right back into the corner until he's so small you can just step on and walk away. That's the truth. That ain't just a funny story either. That's truth.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But why? Why do we seem to have a hard time doing this? Because we think the carnal mind is us.
Uh-huh.
We think when these things come, that was mean. Oh God, God have mercy on me. Why would I think such a wicked thing like that?
Amen.
You don't think the preacher goes through that? Sure I do. I'm the preacher.
Amen.
That's right. I hate when I come up here and I'm like, why did that go through my mind? I'm supposed to be holy, right? No, we're all the same.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no guy here and down here. No, it's all in Christ. There's one body.
Right.
Oh, there's different offices. There's different gifts. That's all fine. But there's only one body.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't no hierarchy in God.
Nope.
That's the Nicolaitan spirit. If you believe in that garbage, you need to take that, put it in a trash can.
Yep.
Preacher, if anything, is the servant.
Right.
He's supposed to serve everyone else. He's supposed to give his life for others. Some preachers need to learn that lesson, just maybe. I don't know how I got on that, but that's all right. Verse 10.
Amen.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Because Christ coming in you separates you from the body of death. You're not, it's separated, it's cut out. God don't look at that no more. He's looking at his atonement. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Now I love this, because we're talking about the resurrection. How many believe the resurrection's coming? Oh, it's coming faster than we can keep it back. You know, because I know the only thing I can think keeping it back is like Brother Branham said, the readiness of the church.
Right.
So I believe I got loved ones that I want to see come in yet.
Yes.
And that's the only thing in my heart, that's the only reason I want to stay here.
Amen.
Maybe I can reach them somehow.
Amen.
Maybe I can do something for them.
Amen.
When it comes down to this life's benefits, oh no, I'm done.
Yeah.
This life done me wrong enough already, I'm done.
Amen.
And we're looking for the resurrection. But look what Paul says here. Exactly what Brother Branham taught. I believe what Brother Branham taught was what Paul taught. That's what the vision said.
Amen.
11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in brother so-and-so, that dwelt in brother Branham.
Me.
By the Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Yes. Yes.
So this change will be within us. Yes. It'll be like Enoch walking with God. He wasn't running with God, and he wasn't sitting on God either. Okay? He was moving forward.
Amen.
A lot of people like to sit on God and say, oh, I'm just waiting. No, get off your can a little bit and put some faith to this.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Don't let Satan have dominion over you. Or we're going to be walking one of these days, and all of a sudden the Spirit's going to quicken you just like he does all the time now. When he quickens you and says, claim your healing right now.
Amen.
Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have this. And you watch it happen. It'll be the same. You come by and say, look, aren't you tired of being down here? Brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. Yes, yes, Lord, I am. Go ahead and call for your new body right now.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I call my body. And this thing, you'll look down, like you see the scars, they'll disappear. So you might have gray hair, it won't be gray no more. Us brothers going to have hair down. Those brothers going to have hair down to here. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm assuming it's going to be pretty great over there. I can't hardly stand having hair right now, but that's all right. Dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Because why would we live after the flesh? We have no debt to pay to the flesh. The flesh has been eradicated from us. It isn't us no more. Christ already paid the debt.
Yes.
We are debtors to live after the Spirit. Because He took our place, we should take His.
Uh-huh.
He has no body but us. He wants to use us.
Uh-huh.
And He even left greater works for us to do. Why? Because He's a great Father. I tell you what, a great Father just wants His Son to excel so much that you do better than He does. And God could have went around and done all these great works. He could have created something out of nothing, but He saved that for the bride.
Amen.
Why? Because He wanted to exalt you. You humble yourself. He said, I'll exalt him. I will glorify my wife in front of the whole, whatever, the whole world, the whole universe, everything that's ever existed.
Amen.
That's my goal, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're not debtors to live after the flesh. We have nothing to pay back to the flesh. You can't live good enough to make up for what you did in the flesh.
Right.
There ain't no point.
That's right.
But verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Now, he's saying this to believers, and I'm going to throw a little bit of my theology in here, all right? Oh, I only got one smile. I didn't get no amen. That's okay. I know, sometimes I'm the same way, too, and brother, private revelation coming. Better just sit back and just wait till it's over. No, if you're not in Christ, you live after the flesh, you're going to die. Spiritually, naturally, all of that.
Right.
But it's the same in the spirit. Even if you be in Christ and you start living after the flesh, you'll die.
Yes, sir.
You'll spiritually
right.
die.
That's right.
And even, I'm going to read that now. That doesn't mean necessarily you're lost either. Talking about Saul. I mean, you know the story of Saul. A man that the Bible says that he was an enemy of God.
Mm-hmm.
He had forsaken the law of God. He had done whatever he wanted to do. He went to a witch to get advice.
Right.
And after he just passed the law to kill all the witches. Full-blown hypocrite.
Yeah.
Look what Brother Branham says in demonology. I love this too. I might slip a little bit of my Calvinistic doctrine in here right now, but I guess I better hold it till somebody told me, said, Saul was lost. When a man's truly born of the Spirit of God and remains with God, he's not lost. He can't be lost. A grain of wheat can never produce nothing but a wheat. That's right. That man backslid. That's the truth. He wasn't lost.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And you want to get out of a backslidden condition, you have to go, hey, I'm not lost.
Amen.
Because I'm backslid.
Right.
I just got to come back.
Amen.
That's all I got to do. That's all the Lord wants you to do. He don't want you to work your way back. He wants you to confess your way back. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I did that. Thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for the blood that washes me clean. But I'm coming back just like the prodigal son. He didn't have to beg his father back. His father was ready to grab him, put the coat back on him, kill the fatted calf, and give him the wedding supper.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. God don't want our works. He wants our repentance.
Amen.
That's all. That's all He wanted Adam and Eve to do in the garden. All they do is come back and say, Father, Father, I've sinned.
Amen.
Let me come back. Oh, He would have stretched out that arm of love so fast and brought him right back. But what was the problem? Adam was, oh, God's coming, I sinned. How many times do we do that, God, when we mess up?
Amen.
The number one, the only person that can help us when we sin is Christ. The devil ain't your buddy. He'll act like it just to get you over there. He don't care about you. He wants you dead.
That's right.
Amen. I don't know where I was coming from, church. This ain't what I was planning on preaching. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit. So it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit. Do mortify. Mortify means to put to death the deeds of the body. You shall live. So he didn't say put up with the body. He said kill it. What did Brother Bam say? You have a problem with anger? Be happy all the time.
Right.
You got a problem with lust? Don't look at nobody. Just walk around like this.
Exactly.
Do the exact opposite.
That's right.
You're greedy? Give everything you got.
Uh-huh.
You get an extra dollar? You just hand it to that guy. Do the exact opposite. I like that Nike logo. You ever read it? It says, just do it. I do that twice a day. I had two of my students. One had this, you guys saw that, whatever that growth was. It was nasty looking to me. I didn't enjoy that at all. And another kid told me, he said he's had stomach problems his whole life. And I showed him out of the Bible how that that one woman that touched Jesus' garment had the same problem all her life. She came to Jesus one time in faith, touched him, and it was over.
Amen.
And I said, and then I went over to Mark chapter 16 and said, these signs follow them that believe. Now, if you believe me, I can lay hands on you, you're going to get well. Don't let your unbelief bring this back now. Because by faith, right now, we can cast this thing out of here.
Amen.
And I laid hands on him and said, that's all we got to do. Now, you don't worry about it no more. I just did it. I didn't think about it. Didn't reason about it. Go, oh, you know, he probably don't get this. No, that's fine. As long as he understands what little bit I told him, that's enough.
Amen.
It's about faith. It ain't all about wisdom and figuring all this out. It's about faith. Acting upon what God has said.
Amen.
And that other one, too, he had that thing on there. And him, I didn't even feel to do that. I just put my hand on him. He thought I was going to joke around and hit him or something, but I just put my hand on him. That's all the Bible told me to do. Didn't even say pray for him.
No, he didn't.
Said, lay hands on the sick, they'll recover, and I believe you'll get well.
Amen.
Amen.
Seen it happen too many times. For if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. So now let's look at fruit. Let's look at the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit, and it should make it pretty easy which one to start picking in your life. The carnal mind, here's your concept. Oh, let's do the definition of fruit real quick. Got this out of the Webster Marion Dictionary. Fruit, the effect or consequence of an action or operation, the product, result, like the fruits of your labor. So if you live after the flesh, here you go. First thing it's going to do is condemn you. You're going to think you're done. You're done for. Second thing it'll do is cause death. You live after the flesh, you're going to die. You're an enmity against God. How many want to be God's enemy? Praise God. Everybody's listening. You can't please God in the flesh. You shall die. So he says, remember he said it twice. They'll cause death and you shall die. So he's making a point here. Don't do this. Those that live after the flesh, you're going to be this. You want to be serpent seed or you want to be God seed? That's where it comes down to. What do you want to listen to? Doom and gloom. But let's go on the other side a little bit here. The Spirit's beneficial. The first thing we read in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation. At any time, if you've received the Holy Ghost, and any time condemnation comes by your mind and says, you're going to hell, buddy. You're a serpent seed. You have to recognize Romans 8:1. There's therefore, right now, when this thought is happening, there's now no condemnation. Satan, you're a liar. You're
Amen.
Scared of me.
Amen.
He's scared to believe it. Because if you believe that your sins are totally remitted, you can ask whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
You're righteous before him. You're not trying to earn it. That's what makes it easy.
No.
Praise God. There is no condemnation. The Spirit will give you life. It fulfills righteousness. So you don't got to sit there and try to do it no more. It'll automatically fulfill righteousness. It'll quicken our mortal body. Praise God. We shall live, and we know if you're a son of God, you're led by the Spirit.
Amen.
For those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Galatians. I figured we'd get here. Galatians chapter 5. A couple books after that. Dad, I'm going to need another one. Galatians 5, let's go down to verse 13. Verse 13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Excuse me. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Amen.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You go, brother, what can I do to show that I'm a Christian? You start loving people. They'll pick up. And I ain't talking no like pampering little love stuff. I mean really love people. To the point where you know you're going to offend them at times. You go, buddy, you've got to stop doing this. You go the way of the world, you're going to go to hell. That's real love when you're ready to reach over there and say, but I know a way back. I'm not going to condemn you, push you off the side, say, oh, he's serpent seed, who cares? Don't witness to him. That ain't love. Love is great going out there just like God did. He said, there's a hope. There's a hope. As long as that man's got breath in his life, amen, there's hope he can be saved.
Amen.
Coming out that day on Calvary, 1960. He was just one man, the perfect man. He gave his life. And he made an example for you. Now, what must we do? Now, the first thing I want to say is, Jesus never lived for himself. There's where you know, am I living by the flesh or by the Spirit? The flesh will tell you, live for yourself.
Sure.
Do what you got to do to keep this guy right. To walk in, and you can do it with your prayer life too. Look how many times you prayed for yourself for an hour and prayed for somebody else 2 minutes. God, help me, God, I'm just a wretch. Oh, I need help, 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 help. And he's going, why don't you pray for brother so-and-so? I'll give you the help. That's the shit. He's just exposing our lack of faith. You pray for something one, or you pray for something 10 times. Who was that? It's gonna Wigglesworth said that. You pray for something 10 times. You pray 9 times in unbelief. He said, "Ask, you shall receive." Now he didn't say when. He didn't say keep asking me. He said, "Ask." What did Brother Branham do in the prayer lines when they come up? He said, "We've asked for it right here. You go on your way thanking God."
Amen.
Because you've already got it. Potentially, we put the seed of faith right there. It will grow. Don't let doubt come in, because that's what happens when doubt comes. It digs that seed back up, throws it by the wayside, and it's gone.
Amen.
Don't never let doubt, don't ever let the carnal mind come in, because it'll take away the fruit of the Spirit out of your life. Uh-huh. For the first thing is, Jesus lived for others. He said his life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have it, eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. It proved it when he come in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. As far as a man to man, because remember Brother Branham said, by faith, a man is justified before God. By his works, he's justified before men.
Uh-huh.
And you want to justify, and I'll just give you my eyes. You love people, I'll have a good confidence that you've got the Holy Ghost. If you're really willing to lay your life down for others. Those that will treat you like dirt, and you turn around and pray for them, that's a Christian.
Amen.
That's what Christ did. Amen. The first thing, live for others. I wish I could get off that. We've got to live for one another. And I'm just as guilty as the rest of you. I hope I'm more guilty. Because so many times, like I said about going to prayer, I ain't just preaching that on you now. I do the same thing. Say, God, man, I want to be more spiritual. And I think of brother, you know, we just brought Brother Grills up. I don't even know what's wrong with the man, but it don't sound good. Why don't I bring him before the Lord to my prayer time? Maybe I'll be all right. Maybe the Lord will take care of my little complex I got. I don't think I'm good enough. No, we just need to cast that aside. That's the carnal mind trying to come back again. Because we're supposed to have no condemnation.
Amen.
What did Brother Bam say in the token? We need to present our token with our prayer.
Amen.
That's why it's so hard to have faith. You're trying to go with your own works. You can't do that. Bring the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, you accepted me into the body.
Yes,
you said I could ask whatever I wanted.
Amen.
Because I'm not going to ask some crazy haphazard thing. I'm going to ask something that glorifies God.
Amen.
Why wouldn't he answer it? That's what I always want. Why wouldn't God do this? Why would God allow you to witness of him and say, you can be healed by this and then not let it happen?
Amen.
You're not the one that's going to look stupid. He is.
Sure.
So you say, use the name of Jesus Christ. It didn't work. He ain't going to let his name fall to the ground. No, sir. Take it by faith.
Amen.
Verse 15. We're going to get somewhere somehow. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Now, he didn't just say that to spout off. Christians have a hard time loving one another at times.
Amen.
All right? I can love the sinner sometimes, even other Christians. Because I expect them to badmouth me. I expect them to curse me and stab me in the back and stuff. But when it comes from a Christian, sometimes it is tough. That's the hardest time. But that's the perfect time to allow God to show, no. We're going to love one another.
Amen.
Just like David and Saul. David could have killed that man twice. Didn't do it. Said that God will work this all out. Sure did.
Yes, he did.
This is what I wanted to get to. This is where we're at. But if I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And jump down to 25. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So there's obviously a difference between living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. Once you're born again, you live in the Spirit. Okay? You're sealed in. You can't get out.
Amen.
You can back, like we said with Saul, you can backslide. It doesn't matter. You're still in the kingdom.
Amen.
You're going to suffer for it, but you're still heading into glory. But he's saying, look, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Let my actions reflect what's really on the inside. Don't let sin have dominion.
Amen.
Don't let all those works of evil that he says that in verse 19 all the way down to 21. If you really want to know the evil things that there are, there you go. There's 20 of them. And he said, don't do any of this stuff. And he was saying that to Christians because it happens to us.
Amen.
It happens so easy.
Amen.
To be able to say, I can't even remember where I was going to get to with that. It's so easy to have hatred and strife and wrath against one another. Well, if it wasn't, why does it happen so often? Because that's the easy road.
Amen. That's right.
That's the way of least resistance, is to get upset when somebody curses you,
right,
does you wrong.
Right.
The hard way is to say, flesh, no sir, buddy.
Amen.
God, let that happen.
Amen.
For my character.
Amen.
And now I'm going to pray for that man,
amen,
not out of some religious duty, because I care about him.
Amen.
I don't want to see him lost.
Amen.
Amen. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let our actions reflect what God has done for us in our life. Hebrews chapter 5. This is the, I'm sorry, that's the sermon. That's not the scripture. That's the sermon, year 1957. But the Holy Spirit baptism, we are baptized into the body and are free from sin. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
You are free from,
yeah,
sin.
Amen.
And the only time you sin is because you allowed sin to have dominion.
Yeah.
But you're still free because you still got the key. You still got the sword to kill him back out of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Are free from sin. God don't see you no more. He only sees Christ. And when you're in that body, God can't judge that body. He already judged it. He took our judgments and invited us in. Praise be to God. And by faith, through grace, we walk in. See, it's not just accepting it. You have to, there is an action to do. You got to prove it.
Amen.
God knows your heart. And if you believe, you say you believe something, you don't do it, you don't really believe it. You're lying.
Right.
That's why I love that when people come to me and go, but God knows my heart. And I go, yeah, he does. And he knows you're lying right now. You say you love God and love the things of the world. What did the Bible say? Love,
yeah,
of God ain't in you.
Amen.
You could say all you want to. If I walked in your, some brother says he's got the Holy Ghost, and I walk in his room and he's got pornography on his walls, I don't believe him.
No.
Don't take me too long to walk out of there and go, that buddy's a hypocrite. Let us walk in the Spirit. And you don't think, I'm going to teach some tough things here. It's tough things for us legalists to swallow sometimes. But a man get the Holy Ghost and go so crazy he can be in that condition.
Sure.
Go nuts. Because he allowed Satan to take him off.
Amen.
Remember that man Brother Bram talks about? He said he was saved and he went down there and he started drinking. People come back and say, you need to come back. You need to come back. He said, now get away from me. I'm done serving the Lord. I'm tired. What happened to that man? He got sick and died. Brother Bram said he couldn't use him no more. He had to take him off the scene. And who wants to come to that kind of an end? I don't want to come to that down the end. Saul's life is written in the Bible.
Amen.
Do you want to be Saul? What would you think if you were written down as Saul? And everybody, every time they read, used you as the bad example. He's still saved, but I'm sure he wish he could have went back and done things different.
Sure.
Same with David. He committed adultery. We all know that. What if every time somebody committed adultery, he wrote it down in the Bible so everybody else can read about it? You better be humble, I guess. But you get in that condition. Satan can take you way out there. But I don't believe a son of God can stay out there. Not a son of God that's in fellowship with God. He don't like that stuff dead. They don't satisfy you no more. We're talking about Sunday. Those things in the world you tried to fit in when you were out in the world, it didn't work. Because there was something on the inside. There was another man. That was Christ in the same form in your heart.
Yes, sir.
You can't get away from it. You're predestinated to
it. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's what God saw when he came down.
Amen.
God in his mind, no, I've got a bride.
Amen.
And remember what Brother Branham said. He said the thoughts of God are real.
Amen.
That means they always existed.
Amen.
Which means we always existed.
Amen.
We're going to go this route tonight, I suppose.
Amen.
The election of God.
Amen.
God don't have imaginary thoughts now. Oh. That's what we do. Yeah. We waste thoughts on this and waste thoughts on that. God didn't waste no thoughts. Okay. He had eternal thoughts.
Right. Yes.
Amen. And he said in the end time, Brother Kent, Rosh is going to come down. That's my child. And I'm going to watch him grow. And he's going to reproduce the same life I have. Because I had a bride tree that's going to come up in the end time. Where did the bride tree get its life? From Christ.
Amen.
And what can Christ produce but Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the foundation of the world, just to think about it. How could you think of yourself eternal? But it's true.
Amen.
You can't understand it. You've got to believe it.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
That gets the devil trembling.
Amen.
When you realize that you're his ruler.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You're the boss.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I didn't say that after the flesh now. I'm saying that after spirit.
Right.
Who you identify with. Amen. That's my husband. He said I could do this. Amen. Get out of my life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Squatter.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's how we get the victory.
Amen.
Then Jesus came, 57. That's what the matter in the United States. That's what's the matter in the church the world over. We will accept him as Savior, but never as Lord, seldom. Lord is the ownership, controls. He controls your emotions. I like that. He didn't say he took away your emotions like a lot of churches want to preach. Oh, you're getting emotional, brother. Is it for the Lord? David danced before the Lord. I think he got a little emotional about it. I thought the Lord was so pleased with that. When somebody said something against him, he cursed them.
Uh-huh.
I think sometimes we need to be careful what we say about people's worship.
That's right.
Oh, I think they're getting in the flesh. Well, who cares? Let God judge that. Why don't you start praising and show them how to do it then? My Bible says the sons of God were shouting for joy. When was that?
Before
the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That's the oldest religion we got.
Yeah.
This new age, boring, sit on your hands with God for God religion is new stuff. That's new. That's garbage.
Uh-huh.
If it's new, it ain't true. All right. Good stuff, that old original, because God don't change. When God did something the first time, that was the perfect way. He don't make mistakes.
Right.
God, man's the one that messed up. It messed it all up in the beginning. God got done creating everything. It was good.
Amen.
And when he was done, it was very good. Mm-hmm. It took man a few times. It became very bad. Very fast. Whew. But God came down. Took on human flesh. Says, I'm not going to let him die. I predestinated them to this.
Amen.
And if I don't come down, they're going to be lost. But that don't make no sense in my mind. God already had his mind made up. I ain't going to lose my children. Devil, you can try it all you want to. I'm going to come get them.
Yes, sir.
And I love it because the wisdom of God, he knew that Satan was stupid. He knew Satan does the same thing every time. What did Satan do when Abel showed up? Satan came to go kill him. Isaiah showed up on the scene. He sent those false prophets to go kill him. Thought he learned his lesson. That didn't work too well. He got to the Son of God. And he thought, I found him. This is it. This is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And if I take that out, the rest will be gone. They can't come back. What he didn't know, that was right in God's plan. Because
yeah.
If he didn't die, we would never make it.
Right.
He had to die. Because if they would have knew in his plan, they would have done that. It fell right to his hands. God ain't stupid. He knows how to do it. He said, I'll give the devil just what he wants. Just what he thinks he's going to get me with. And that's what's going to redeem my bride. Because that's what the story is. It isn't about Christ didn't have to save himself. He was saved the whole time. He had to come be like us. Because he wanted to bring us back like him. And redemption is to be brought back. That means you had to be there before. Or it doesn't make sense. Amen. Where was I at? Okay. He controls your emotions. He controls your faith. He controls your love. He controls your life. He's in full control of you, and you walk in the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not some byproduct, not quite as good spirit.
Amen.
The same Holy Ghost that filled Jesus at the River Jordan, the same one that fills us.
Yes.
The same signs that followed him, follow us.
Amen.
Show me where Jesus said, oh, Mr. Devil, you know, can't win this time. Got to go fast and pray a little bit. That didn't happen to Jesus. Walked in perfect faith. Now, he knew the time to fast and pray. Don't get me wrong. There's a time to fast and pray. But he always walked in perfect faith. And I always love that when they brought, what was that, the epileptic boy to the disciples. Sometimes people think, oh, you know, God heals You know, sometimes you don't heal because, you know, he's working on your character. Now, let me say it like this. It's not that he ain't healing you. He might let it go for a little bit, see what you're going to do about it. Because he wants to hear your confession. But if you'll keep the right attitude going, God's going to get the glory. God's going to get the glory. Oh, I've been waiting a few years, but that's okay. God's going to get the glory. You got the right attitude. I believe you got faith then. But if you go, well, I don't know. You know, was that minister really anointed enough? They put enough oil in my head? Was that the problem? No, you don't believe. That's the problem. Remember, they brought the epileptic boy to the disciples. They tried to cast it out. Didn't go nowhere. And when Jesus came up, he said, oh, that's all right, boys. I'm trying to keep you humble. That ain't what he said. He said he was angry. Looked on him like, oh, perverse generation. I think that's his words. Oh, perverse generation. How long shall I suffer with you? You don't have no faith? Bring him to me. And within 10 seconds, Jesus changed the scene. Same thing when they're on the boat. They were going to die. He said, Lord, don't you care about us? He was taking a nap. Must have known things were going to be all right. Isn't that what we do in life? Lord, the boat's rocking. I don't know what's going on. I can barely pay my bills. I can't do this. I can't do that. I got no joy. Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. He looks at you like a spoiled little child saying, hey, shut up, shut up. Look, peace be still. Stand still and know that I'm God. What did Jesus do? He woke up from his nap and said, have you no faith? Walked up and said, peace be still. Went back and took his nap. Look, they had the power. They didn't have the faith.
Right.
And Brother Branham said, there's the Branham Tabernacle. We got the Holy Ghost here. We got all the power we could ever ask for. We got no faith to move it. Move the toothache hardly. It's a shame. God's done so much for us. We should have faith through the ceiling.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I got that many testimonies to know he's the same God.
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Say, brother, I want to walk blessed. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to see the fruits of the Spirit in my life. And let's actually read what those fruits of the Spirit are. That's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Oh, I love that second one. Just joy. Amen. Christians are supposed to be happy.
Yes.
All right? You say, well, you know, I'm going through hard times, but praise God, he's getting the glory. Amen. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is. Peace. Long suffering. Ooh, I'm just going to let that go. Gentleness. Goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. You walk after the Spirit. Look, God's law don't even condemn what happens when you walk in the Spirit. That's the whole point. Everything you do in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is exactly what God wanted in the beginning.
Amen.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering.
Wow. Yes.
Don't go looking for something else to please God with. There you go. There's
right.
The list.
Amen. No other law.
But you say, brother, I want to see these move through my life. I want the peace of God. Well, let's turn over to Matthew 5. You've all probably heard this before, but I just think we can go through this one more time. I want to be blessed. I want to see the Spirit move into my life. Matthew 5. You enjoying this tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you all out there pulling. Matthew 5:1. It's a Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, if you... familiar with that. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There you go. Let's walk humble now. Don't get all lifted up now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Ooh, ooh. Oh man, I'm telling you, the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. I love this. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Amen.
Now look, don't let that be a, what is that, donkey with the carrot promise? Where you're walking, they shall be filled. They shall be filled. And you walk around and you never get filled. That's not what he meant by that. That meant it's going to happen. And look at John 7. I'll just read this real quick. John 7:37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Amen.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Here we go. But this he spake of the Spirit. So when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you need to realize, I'm hungering and thirst for the Spirit. Wait, the Spirit's already in me. That's all I gotta go. I don't gotta go find it. It's already right here.
Right.
I got a well bubbling up out of me.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah, hallelujah.
I hunger and thirst for that life to come out of me. Glory to God. I'm feeling good. I don't know. Maybe you don't feel good, but I feel good.
Amen.
Blessed are, let's keep reading that. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Remember what brother, or what the Bible says, if you don't forgive your brother, God can't forgive you.
Right.
You better get ready to forgive when you're a Christian. Blessed are the pure in heart, because God knows your heart. If you got any evil in there, time to purge that thing out by the Spirit of God. God, take that wicked thing out of my heart, for they shall see God. And not just there, they'll see Him right here in your flesh. That's where you're supposed to be finding God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those when things are starting to fall apart, and they walk up and say, brothers, can we make peace? What do we got to do? Let's just get over it. Let's just love one another. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Don't expect to be a Christian and not get no persecution.
That's right.
And God sent the persecution to see what you do about it, not so you blow those people up.
Right.
You got to put the whole passage together now. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you truly. Yes, it does. Praise be to God. It says it falsely, which means those times when you go up and go, but I know I'm right. He needs to know it. He's a liar. I didn't do that. I did at Ponderosa one time. I always tell this story. I don't remember what my manager, she was a woman, said to me, but I knew. I was like, I am right. I know I'm right. I don't know what she's talking about. And of course, the Spirit of the Lord would be on my heart and say, don't worry about it. Don't do nothing. But I'll let her have it. And I felt that grieving. You tell me. Oh. I went and cried a little bit saying, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have done that. I know I was right, but that ain't what the Bible told me to do. So when they speak against you falsely for my sake, He said, you're blessed. What if I took that attitude? I said, praise God, I'm blessed today. I suffered a little persecution. I'm feeling pretty good. And that what they did in the book of Acts?
Uh-huh.
They beat them. Look what we go through. We whine about that. They beat these guys. And they said, praise God anyhow. This feels good. That was for righteousness' sake. I suffer shame for His name. I'm feeling good. Amen. Sometimes I think if we had a little bit more persecution at times, we'd be feeling a little bit better. I know I would. He don't leave it like that. Verse 12. I just love this. Rejoice. So it's okay to be happy. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Saying, brother, I'm ready to see this movement. That's the point of preaching the word. It ain't for me to get up here and say, look at me, I'm spiritual. I got this figured out. You all need to listen to me and follow me, or we're going to mess this all up. You know you've been there. Don't give me that look. You've been there. That ain't what the Word of God is for. That's not what the ministry is for. The ministry is sent to equip the saints.
Yeah, that's it.
And even this saint.
Yeah.
I need the gift just as much as the rest of you do. If it don't operate right in my life, it don't do me no good either. To equip the saints. You go, brother, I'm ready to see these fruits move in my life. I'm sick and tired of the fruit of the flesh. I want to see the fruit of the Spirit. What's the problem? Brother Branham tells a story. Now, I love this. You got a little bit more time for me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Coming out of faith by experience. Some of you heard this story about it's cute. 58. When I was a little boy, I had some experience with something like that, a fire. I suppose people here from Ohio knows what a turtle is. My brother and I found one out behind the farm. You know, how he swings his legs, you know, and his head sticking up. He was an odd-looking creature. And as soon as we got him, we pulled legs, heads, and all back in the hall, just closed up. You know how a turtle is. You start messing with him, he's gone right now. Puts me in that mind of a whole lot of so-called Christians. As soon as you mention divine healing or the Holy Ghost, oh no, we don't believe in that. Just close up like an old turtle. That's right. Well, we want to see him move. And I want to see the church move too. But he couldn't move till he got his legs working. And the church won't move till the whole body goes to work. Whoa, the whole body. Not just the preachers. Isn't that interesting? The whole body. Look, you've got a gift. There's the 9 spiritual gifts that are in every church.
Amen.
That's
We get away from it, but it's here.
Yes.
All right, the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the gift of interpretation, the gift of healing, they're all here. And you're the part that needs to do it. I wonder if we took that seriously enough.
Uh-huh.
You expect me to study, amen? You expect me to come early and pray? You expect me to be in the Spirit? Take your position just as serious as I do mine.
Amen.
And God is my witness, I've taken sitting on the front row just as seriously as I take this right here. If not more so. I was a Sunday school superintendent. I took that just as seriously as I do being a pastor. I was a deacon. I took that just as seriously as being a pastor. It don't matter. Whatever you're called to do, do it with all your heart.
Amen.
If you're called to be the prayer before church, you get here and pray.
Amen. Amen.
But the problem is when you don't think you're important, you hinder the body. Because you're not doing nothing for it.
Amen.
Just like my hand saying, I can't do nothing. And I'm sitting here going, I need to pick that thing up. My hand don't want to do it though. You know, somebody got the gift of interpretation, the person with tongues don't want to do it, they're afraid. And that person's going, what's going on? I feel like I'm supposed to interpret something tonight. Nobody's speaking in tongues though. And what happens? The spirit gets grieved and everything left, and everybody walks out with confusion. It's true, I don't know, it's happened to me. Okay? That was my own little testimony there. Because God worked it out. He shows it to you when it's all done. They just closed up like little turtles. We got our little turtle here. When the whole body goes to work, all you Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, Two Souls, Seven Thunders, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Get the whole thing moving. Let's get people with the Holy Ghost that move in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I said, just a minute, brother. I'll make you move. Talking about that old turtle. So I went and got me a switch, and I really poured it on him. Didn't do no good. You can't beat it into him. How many learned that lesson? I know I did. The more you whip, he just closed the tighter. And that's the way it goes when you try to use all legalistic methods to get people saved. You're going to hell! That don't always work just right. Actually, I ain't seen it work yet. So put that arm of love out there. He just closed up tighter. I thought for a little while, how can we make him move? I took him down to a little branch. I said, if he don't move, I'll drown him. And I got him in both hands and stuck him under the water. Just a few bubbles comes up, that was all. Oh, I know, we've had all kinds of baptisms. Sprinkles, pourings, made denominations out of it. But what happened? They go down a dry center, come up a wet one. That's all, don't do any good. You can't beat into them or baptize it into them. And that's one thing I got away from. I've seen a lot of people try to just shove baptism right down people's throat. They ain't even saved yet. What are you doing?
Right.
Give them the Holy Ghost, and they'll get baptized.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
How do you say, brother, is that true? Look at Acts 10.
Right.
They got the Holy Ghost right there in the middle of service.
Yeah.
And Peter didn't say, well, he said, should we allow these people to get baptized? He said, how do you say that? I can't say now. Anybody help me? How do you say that? Can any hinder these from being baptized or something like that? And it doesn't say he suggested they go get baptized. He says, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And people with the Holy Ghost, you don't got to worry about it. They're jumping right in there, buddy. They're ready for it. Get people saved first. Then let them get baptized and confess
right.
Before the people.
Amen.
Baptism don't change a person.
Right.
I'm getting ahead of my quote. We're just going to... You can't beat them. You can't drown them. You know what I did? Brother Bram. I got some sticks and a little piece of paper. I made a fire and set the old boy on it. He moved in. And if there's anything will move the church of God, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the falling again.
Yeah.
Not some way to baptize or some way to say this, that, the other, some new theology. Woo! We need us. Preach that in the message sometimes. Not some new theology, but to just let the Holy Ghost fall in the church again, the fire.
Yes.
The trouble with it is, you look at the fire off the altar and put it in the stove. It needs on the altar and in every heart again. Old-fashioned St. Paul's revival and the Bible Holy Ghost is awakening powers of God.
Amen.
That's what we need. We need the fire of God back in the house of God. We need to come expecting God to do something.
Yes, amen.
Most people come and think, oh, we'll sing a few songs. He might get a little inspired preaching. But oh, God ain't going to do nothing. God can't get visions no more. That stuff's... That's old news. What are you talking about? I always go, why do you want that? Anybody offended if somebody had a vision in here and told us what was going to happen tomorrow?
Nope.
I'd be all right with that.
Amen.
Amen. Say, well, brother, it's going to come. It's going to come. Like I said, we shall be filled. I'm hungry and thirst for us. I'll be filled someday here.
What a brother Bram said. Visible Union 65.
he's talking about the rapture age and how the world's getting worse and it's going to keep getting worse. It's got to, I'm reading the quote now, it's got to get worse and it can't go like this. See, it's got to be something and it's moving right now, friend. That was 50 years ago. This thing's been moving since then. It's on. The move is on for the bride. That's the truth. That's thus saith the Lord. There ain't nothing to go be looking for. God sent us everything we need right in this message. I don't need to go read James Dobson or some brother so-and-so that's more spiritual, Brother Bam figured it out and wrote his book. No. You read the message. You listen to the tapes. That's all you need. It's there. All right? And I found every time when God gives me a revelation, I just praise God. I can find in the message. And I'll try right back in that scripture. Don't contradict anything when you get a revelation from God. It's God's word. And if God says something, it won't contradict itself. He's smart.
Amen.
The move is on the bride. That's thus saith the Lord. Trying to find a place to stop. Statue for man 62. Let me take one more drink here. We're talking about being led by the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit moving in every single believer. I can imagine them apostles never acted like us. They went around, probably meant a few words till they got in the pulpit. They walked in and they done what they were supposed to do and walked out. Yes, sir. They had power. They had virtue. They had no arguments with men. They knew. They know where they stood. That's all. They know who they believed. They kept on walking in the Spirit. That's it. Their success. Walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the law of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. Doing only just as I said the other night. One little nod. That's all God had to do. Then nothing going to stop them. They didn't question and study and hum-haw and worry like we do whether they should do this or that. They went ahead and done it anyhow. Just one little nod from God, that done it. Just as soon. Why? How could they know it was a nod from God? And that's what we do, right? We'll say, yeah, I believe that. I know Brother Branham said that. Just one little nod. And he remember, God even came to the prophet and rebuked him. He said, why do I got to push you? He said, back then in the apostles' day, I just gave him a nod and they did it. So why do I always got to push you? How do we know it's a nod from God? They had all these virtues in here. Faith, virtue, temperance, patience, godliness. All these qualifications and just the first little nod of God compared with every bit of this and with His Word. There you go. If something's telling you to not have temperance with somebody, that ain't God. That's the devil. If there's something telling you not to have virtue for others and that you ain't got enough strength to go on, and that's why you're not praying for so-and-so, that's the lie of the devil. If it contradicts any of that stature of a perfect man, or if it contradicts His Word, that ain't God. That wasn't a nod from God. That's not from the devil. They known it was the Word of God, and away they went. Didn't have to worry about nothing else. When God spoke, they went. Amen. Let's stand together. Change the order of the service a little bit here. And even all that we just said today, it can just be in right here, back out the ear, go back to your life just like you always did. But one thing's true, you'll either leave here closer to God or you'll leave farther. You can't stay neutral. A lot of times people go, well, I'm kind of on the fence. Well, guess what? Satan owns the fence. You can't be wishy-washy. You know what the book of Revelation said? You're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather you just be a sinner than to be on the fence. Be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Be filled with the Spirit. Don't listen to that carnal nature. Listen to the Holy Ghost that witnesses this word. We'd see signs following us like they're supposed to be following us. Church, every day I believe in miracles. Some days I believe and some days I don't. No, it's true no matter what.
Right.
We need to start acting upon it. You see somebody that's got a need, act upon it. Don't worry about making it happen. You ain't going to make it happen. He'll make it happen. But trust that the Spirit of God is in us, and that's why these things can happen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads together. If you have a need, look, I don't want nobody leaving here with one need on your heart. The Lord Jesus paid for all of our needs, for all of our joy, for all of our peace, for anything that we might need. If you have a need, I pray you lift it up to Him. I'm just a man. I can't do it, but I know that He can. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. you pray in your own way. I'll lead in prayer. If you have a need, you can come forward too. I'll be willing to pray with you. If you want to be anointed, we can do that as well. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we've preached your word tonight, Lord, and we're expecting the Spirit, Lord, that we know is here. We feel your presence here. May you just do the miraculous in our lives. Father, show us how to yield to you in all things at all times, Lord. You might receive the glory in our lives. We thank you for the promises that you've given to us, Lord. And we want to walk out of here people that are well, people that are full of joy, people that are witnessing the gospel to those around us, that people get so thirsty they know there's a living God in this building. Father, we thank you for this time in your word. I pray that the Holy Spirit come quicken it to our hearts. May it live through our lives, Lord. As we give you praise tonight, Lord, I just ask you to move upon the scene. Do the miraculous as you always do. We commit our lives, our hearts, our worship, everything we do into your hands. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen, amen. I had a song on my heart and I just can't remember it for nothing. You just pray for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's go to 206. I'm a child of the King. Is that what you read? See how the Lord does that? I was just flipping through and all of a sudden the Lord led me a song. My dad was staring at it the whole time. I just said, yes. Look, you got to say it. You can't get faith from somebody else. You got to say, a child of the King. I'm born of the Spirit, ready to go conquer Satan's kingdom. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I'm a child of King, oh, his blood,
oh, your blood, Lord, thank you, Jesus,
now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile,
Lord,
I'm a child.
Oh, let's lift our hands and worship him. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Sing in perfect faith now.
I'm a child of the King.
And
his royal blood, it now flows through my veins. And I,
we ain't wretched no more. We're in the body. And by now can say, praise God,
praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Oh, one more time. One more time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King.
Worship.
worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let the Spirit do what he wants to tonight. Don't be afraid of the Spirit of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to sing 186. I am blessed. You blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Let's walk blessed. Let's act blessed. Let's have the joy of the Lord on our faces.
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. I am blessed, hallelujah, I am blessed. One more time. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed.
Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You all know that song, We Are Heirs?
What song? We are heirs of the Father.
You don't know that, Dad? Oh, praise God. We'll have to pick something else. Oh. Dad picked something. I got too many songs going through my head now. Enjoying the presence of the Lord. I just like staying in His presence. There ain't no rush for me. When I feel Him come down, I just stay right there. 162. Let's get there. We'll sing this as you're dismissed. If you have any need, you want to stay and pray, that's just fine. We'll sing this as we go, though.
How great is our God!
Two 51.
Amen.
He is thank Lord. You, I just like giving him praise.
Thank you.
Dad, you got G again.
And he is Lord.
Personal. He's my Lord.
Yes.
For He's my Lord.